So you'd say no art, what would you say?
Well, it just wouldn't, I wouldn't know how to do it, in fact. But you see, the carpenters built a house, but it didn't have nothing to do with the, any kind of flues or chimneys, or the brick mason that done that, you know.
So you'd say, if I said, can you build a chimney, you'd say, no, what?
Well, I just say, no, I couldn't.
Would you ever say, no, I can't, or anything like that?
Well, I don't know, just hardly. I don't know anyone ever asked me. But when it was building the house, even, you know, or the contractor, the carpenters wouldn't have, it was customary, it used to be, they'd have brick piers, you know, all along, and then finally concrete, which I guess is better than a little concrete pad under the earth, you know, to support it. And a brick mason done that, or either if it was concrete, well, we'd make the little boxes and set them in, you know, and line them up, and then the laborer would mix the concrete or something and put it in there. We never have no dealings with that.
Well, if somebody asked you then if you could do something like could you, you know, put a roof on the house, you'd say yes.
Yeah, well, yes, I could do that, but that was another thing where it was kind of specialized. Some just done it all the time, you know, and would figure out the amount of squares and just make a price for the whole business, you know. The carpenter, you know, just done the work of building the house, and then after I worked a long time, well, I was hardly on the house to want it to be started and nearly built it. I put on lots of locks and doors and cabinet work, and I knew how it went about building it, and had the, you know, the heavy timbers and all such as that when I was a youngster, but it just kept on, and finally, you know, if you do so much, why, the contractor would naturally if you could do good on something else, why, you just do that particular thing, maybe. And if you had two houses, why, after one was built, probably about it, well, you'd go there and another man or something and put on lots of the casings and doors and the cabinet work and such like that.
Well, tell me about what kind of birds you have around here. Do you have any birds around here?
Yeah.
What kind?
Well, the average native bird is there's a quail, sometimes called a potteries. But they're not tame, but there's a bunch here that meets me every morning, or just shortly there. I have to put out a little bread. It's a large old bright blue bird with a top knot, and they call a jaybird. And then the mockingbird is a small little gray bird, and he's there sometimes, and then they have the red birds. This right red and black head and eyes, you know. And that,